Okay, everyone, I think we're about ready to start. Again, this is Mitali Perkins. She's here to read Between Us and Abuela. After the reading, she'll do a little signing outside. Her table will be just to the right after you exit the children's library. Her book, Between Us and Abuela, is also for sale just to the left outside of the library, so feel free to buy that and meet her at the end. But yeah, we're going to do a reading. We'll do some questions probably at the end, so if you have any, maybe keep them in mind now. And then we'll get started. Thank you so much for coming today and have fun.
Hey guys, well I'm Mitali Perkins and I lived in the Boston area for 12 years, so I'm so happy to be back here and to see my friends in the Boston area. So I'm going to be reading my first picture book. It's called Between Us and Abuela, and I've written a lot of books for bigger kids, but this is so fun to be with you guys today. I love it. So this book is about three things. Now, the first thing, I've traveled all around the whole world. I've been to so many different places where people speak different languages, but I found that there's three things this book is about that every kid has in the whole world. You ready to hear what they are? The first one is grandmothers. Raise your hand if you have a grandmother. All right, most people have a grandmother of one or the other. I had two grandmothers. I had a grandmother named Didu and a grandmother named Takuma. And do you have a special name for your grandmother? Do you call your, what do you, raise your hand and tell me what you call your grandmother. What do you call your grandmother? Grandma. What do you call your grandmother? Oma. Oma. What do you call your grandmother?
Lala.
Lala. Hey, I might choose that one. That's a good one. What do you call your grandmother?
Nana.
Nana. All right, so grandmothers are special. They get special names. Now, when I was a little girl, we left the country where I was born, India, and I didn't see my grandmothers again for a long time. It was so far away, I couldn't see my grandmothers. I missed them, and I wanted to see them, but I couldn't. So I put a little bit of that in the story. The second thing this book is about is something every kid in the world enjoys. It's called a festival. Does anyone know what a festival is? What's a festival? It's like a type of party, right? And does anyone want to add to that? What do you do on a festival day? Yeah. Yes, it's like celebrating something. It's a big party to celebrate something. And there are different festivals all around the whole world. And this book is about a festival called Las Posadas. It's 9 days around Christmas, and it celebrates the journey when Jesus was born. Joseph and Mary, his mom and his dad, they couldn't find any hotel. They were in a different place, and they couldn't find a hotel, so they looked around for hotels, and finally they found one, an inn. So that Las Posadas is about that celebration. In Mexico, they have a big festival. They go to house, and they eat, and they drink, and they have a great time. So Las Posadas is a fun festival. The third thing this book is about neighbors. I want you to think about your next-door neighbor right now, whoever lives right next to you. You thinking about that? Now, what happens when you get along with your neighbor? Well, you go to their house, they come to your house, you borrow a cup of sugar, they borrow some lemons, right? That's what neighbors do when they're good, but sometimes neighbors don't get along, right? And that's hard. Well, countries have neighbors too, right? We're here in the United States of America, and we have two neighbors. One of them is up north. You get in your car, and you drive up, and you end up in another country. Do you know what country is up, the neighbor to the top of us, if you drove? If you went all the way up, you'd go to the North Pole, but there's a country that's right up there, and does anyone know it starts with this letter C?
Canada.
Canada. That's our neighbor up at the top. Now, we have another neighbor. If you got in your car and you drove all the way down, there's another neighbor down there. Do you know what's the name of a country? What's the name? Mexico, right? So this book is set on the border between Mexico and the United States. Now, when I was a kid your age, we got along great with Mexico. There was a different president then, and his wife, Mrs. Nixon, went down to the border between California and Mexico and said, I want to build a park here called Friendship Park because Mexico and the United States will be good friends. And so she built this park, and there was actually a little barbed wire fence. And she said to her police guys, she said, cut that fence down. We don't need a fence between good neighbors. And so it was happy. It was a happy time. It was a happy place. But sadly, since then, we haven't gotten along that well with Mexico. And so I'm going to show you in the book what happened to that place. Because in this book, this is Maria and this is Juan. And they're going down to Friendship Park to see their grandmother. They call her Abuela for the first time in 5 years. They haven't seen her in 5 years. They're going to see her, and they're going to celebrate Las Posadas, the festival. So let's read the book and see what happens, and then I'll take some questions. Abuela stars in all of Mama's stories, but my only memory is a voice calling me Angelita. We haven't seen my grandmother in 5 years, but today is La Posada Sin Fronteras, and we're taking a bus to the border to meet her. We take the bus to Borderfield State Park in San Diego. Mama's needles are clicking away. We're knitting a scarf for Abuela to wear on the long journey back to her village. I did most of it myself, but Mama is finishing it. Juan has a present for Abuela too. Most of the big piece of cardboard is blank, but in the middle are Mary and Joseph. Two short sticks with arms. Las Posadas are small squares labeled inns, no room. When the bus drops us off, we walk and walk along the beach. See the fence now? It's two fences. Juan carries his picture high so it doesn't get sandy or wet. We see the top of a white lighthouse. Mama's hand tightens on mine. That's in Mexico, she says. We walk closer. Two high, strong fences stretch along the border, reaching deep into the sea. Border patrol officers are waiting. 25 people at a time, the shorter one said. Each group gets 30 minutes. We stand in line. Visitors press against the second fence, singing and laughing with friends and family in Mexico. But the fence only has tight, small openings. We might be able to squeeze our gift through to Abuela, but what about Juan's picture? It will never fit. Mama drapes the scarf around my neck. Maybe when he sees her, he'll forget it, she whispers. We wait while another group goes in. A gusty wind makes the palm trees dance. They lean to the Mexico side, away from us. Finally, it's our turn. The gate swings open. Is Abuela there? Silvia, Silvia, I know that voice. That's Mama's name. A pinky wiggles through the fence. Juan, Maria, estoy aquí. Abuela, Abuela. Guapito, she calls Juan her little handsome. Maria, Angelita. Oh, I am still her angel. Mama's words trip over Abuela's. Cousins, chickens, corn. Everything in the village has grown. Abuela drops kisses on our fingers. She is short, brown, plump, and jolly. Hugging her would feel like hugging a chunk of cookie dough. Juan's eye is pressed against a hole. One edge of the picture is in the dirt. Maybe Mama was right. He has forgotten it, at least for now. The minutes race by. A priest reads the Christmas story. He leads a carol about Las Posadas. I close my eyes to hear. For a moment, the fences are invisible. The officer opens the gate. Time's up. Suddenly, I remember the scarf, Abuela's gift. I try to push the end of it through the mesh. Abuela's pinky touches the soft wool. Para mí, gracias, María. The officer strides over and grabs the scarf. His fingers squeeze and clutch the wool. It's taken so long to knit. Is he going to keep it? But he hands it back to Mama.
Sorry, he says. We can't let anything through the fence.
She drapes it back around my neck. We'll send it by mail, Maria. But now, Abuela can't wear it on the long journey home. The gate bangs shut. We're outside. Juan holds up his picture. What about my gift? Sorry, papi, Mama says. No way to get it across. Juan's tears become a howl. Abuela calls out her worry. ¿Qué pasó? Mama can't explain. Juan is too loud. She steers him to a bench. There has to be a way to get that picture to Abuela. I glare at the fences. Two seagulls take off from the sand and soar over the border. Suddenly, I have an idea. Mama, give me your knitting bag. She looks up. Why, Maria? You'll see. Juan, I'll get your picture to Abuela. He stops crying and hands it to me. Abuela, espérate. I call to my grandmother. Will she hear? Will she wait?
Oops.
Everything I need is in Mama's knitting bag. I start by trimming the cardboard into a diamond. My brother doesn't stop me. There's still plenty of room around Stick Mary and Stick Joseph. Next, I lay two knitting needles, one longer, one shorter, across the corners and fasten them in place with wool. Mama helps me attach one ball of thin, strong yarn to the cross of needles. I poke a needle through the ball so two ends stick out. Better ask permission, Mama says. When I hold up my invention, the shorter officer shakes his head. But the taller one takes it and looks at it closely. He smiles when he sees Juan's drawing. It won't be passing through the fence, right, kid? No, I promise. The beach would be a better place, he says. Mama, Juan, and I head to the shore. Juan, throw the picture up when I shout. Mama, be ready with the scissors. Juan lifts the picture. I take the string, turn my back, and run. Throw, Juan! At first, the yarn pulls taut behind me, but then the wind dies. The picture nose dives into the sand. Juan runs to get it. I spin the string back around the needle. We try again. Watchers on both sides of the border are calling out advice. The patrol officer's voice booms down. Don't give up, kid. For the third time, Juan runs to get the picture while I twist up the wool. We get back in our places. Throw, Juan! I race across the beach. The yarn pulls taut like it did before. I glance over my shoulder. This time, the ball unwinds steadily, taking Abuela's gift up and up. Juan's face is tipped back. Go, 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 he screams. Others join in and it becomes a chant. Everyone cheers when the picture rises as high as the fence. Mama, the scissors! With one snip, she cuts the yarn. The wind holds and Juan's gift soars over both fences straight into Mexico. Shouts come from our side. Where is it?
Keep an eye on it.
Mexico answers. It's landed! It's in the sand! Your grandmother has it. The crowd cheers. Juan does a victory dance. We can't see through the fences, but I picture Abuela scurrying across the beach. She will pick up Juan's gift. She might even kiss Stick Mary and Stick Joseph. Then she will carry them as carefully as my brother did all the way home. And that's the end. Thank you. So this book has some sad parts and some happy parts, right? So can someone raise your hand and tell me, what's the sad part about this book? Yeah, what's the sad part? That's exactly right. It's sad they're split apart by a fence and that they can't all be together. That's very sad. And then is there another, any sad part? What's the sad part? No? Anyone else think of a sad part? Sad part? Yeah, she can't see her grandmother for 5 years, right? But there's happy parts, right? So raise your hand and tell me what's the happy part in the book. Yeah. When Abuela got Juan's drawing, it's so happy, right? Now, in the middle of the book, at first the border patrol officer says, no, you can't take anything through the fence. That's the rule, right? But then he changes his mind. What do you think made him change his mind? Why did the border patrol officer say, yeah, Moses?
The picture?
The picture. Something about that picture made him change his mind, right? That's pretty powerful if you think about what a picture can do, right? Picture can change a border patrol officer's mind. That's pretty powerful when it comes to drawing pictures and telling stories. Do you guys have any questions about the book or about the story? And then anyone have a question you want to ask me? I did not draw the pictures. I cannot draw pictures. I'm not a good drawer, but I'm a writer. The person who drew the picture is named Sara Palacios, and I was so happy when I saw the pictures because she drew these seagulls on every page of the book. If you follow the seagulls in the story, you can really see how, for me, they're a picture of love. The seagulls are a picture of love, and how nothing, no fence so high that goes all the way in the ocean, no border patrol officers, no rules, nothing can stop these seagulls from crossing, because that's true of love too, of a grandmother's love especially, right? I'm not a grandmother yet, but I'm waiting. I want to be a grandmother soon. I'm waiting. Yes, do you have a question? What inspired me to make this book? That is a great question. I live in California. Last year, I went to this Las Posadas Festival in Friendship Park. You have to walk 3 miles just like they did. And when I got to Friendship Park last year, remember how when it first started, she said it was all open, everyone could come in? Last year, Friendship Park was completely closed. We couldn't even go in. We couldn't even pinky touch. You know, hold up your pinky for a second. Imagine if you haven't seen your grandmother in 5 years and all you can do is just touch her on the pinky. Well, we were hoping that we could get that close, but last year, Friendship Park, what a funny name for a park where you can't even go in anymore, right? It was closed. So I thought about writing the book because this has been happening for 25 years. People have been going into Friendship Park to celebrate with their grandmothers. And hopefully this year, I'm going again December 14th, hopefully this year we'll be able to go into Friendship Park to sing the carols really close and see people's faces and maybe even pinky touch. And maybe when you guys are my age, there'll be no fences there again. And we'll be getting along great with Mexico. And kids can run across and just hug their grandmothers. That's the hope, that we get along better. Do you have a question? Yeah? Why aren't we getting along with Mexico? That's a great question. I wish we would get along better. But you know, when people don't get along, they don't trust each other, right? They don't trust each other, so they put more locks on the doors and more fences. So I think what's happened is we've stopped trusting each other. But because we don't have fences in Canada. We only have the fences in Mexico. So somehow we have to start saying, we trust each other again. And that takes some work. So hopefully that'll happen. And good answer. You can see I'm walking a fine line here.
In fact, all my books, if you read any of my books from kindergarten all the way up to teens, people say, you write for books? Oh, do you write about bunnies? And I say, no, I write about the border wall, and I write about human trafficking and climate change. So that's my books. That's my genre. I like to write about, and I think kids, as you can see by the great questions, kids are asking the right questions. These are the exactly the right questions to ask. And it makes me so happy. Yeah, Moses. Oh, Rickshaw Girl. Thanks for asking. That's your favorite of my books? Oh. Rickshaw Girl is about microcredit in Bangladesh. It's about a little girl who wants to help her family. That was written a long time ago. It's going to be a movie coming out of the movie version in March of 2019. So exciting. So keep an eye out for that one. It's second to fifth grade, probably about that age. And for good readers, a little earlier. You read it when you were like five. Yeah, you're in third grade now, but you read it a long time ago. Any other questions about, yeah. Yes, in the mosh pit. Yes.
How much books have you written?
How many books have I written? Do you want to guess?
50.
Oh, no. That takes me a long time to write a book. 12. But I have another picture book coming out. It's called In Between Is Home. And it's about a little girl who is Indian and American. And she doesn't feel like she fits in India or America. And she feels, finally she realizes, nope, in between is home. That's what that book's about. So, any other questions? Grown-ups, you can ask questions too. Just don't make them too politically complicated. Yes. Oh, Jasper has a question. No? Anybody else have a question? Well, I'm happy to go over there and sign books for you guys. And you can keep an eye on the seagulls. If you ever feel discouraged about not getting along with a neighbor, just watch the seagulls and see how they just fly over and think love can always find a way. Thank you guys so much, and thanks to the Boston Public Library and the Boston Book Festival for having me back home.
Thank you, Mitali. She will be outside just to the right signing books. Again, you can buy Between Us and Abuela to the left outside of the doors. Thank you all for coming. Just a reminder, this is our last event today, and the Boston Public Library, and especially the Children's Library, shuts our doors at 5 p.m., so we have to get everybody out here pretty soon. But thank you all for coming. I hope you enjoyed the Boston Book Festival today.